1 Kings, chapter 22. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the 3rd year, that Jehoshaphat the king of Judah came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said to his slaves, Do you know that Ramoth Gilead is ours, and we are still, and do not take it out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said to Jehoshaphat, Will you go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, Inquire first, I pray you, for the word of Yahweh. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we may inquire of him? And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, Micaiah the son of Imla, but I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Don't let the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer, and said, Fetch quickly Micaiah the son of Imla. Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah were sitting each on his throne, arrayed in their robes, in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. And Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah made himself horns of iron, and said, Thus says Yahweh, with these you will push the Syrians, until they are consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead, and prosper, for Yahweh will deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, Look now, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one mouth, let your word, I pray you, be like the word of one of them, and speak good. And Micaiah said, As Yahweh lives, what Yahweh says to me, that I will speak. And when he came to the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go up and prosper, and Yahweh will deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure you that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of Yahweh? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd, and Yahweh said, These have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Didn't I tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? And Micaiah said, Therefore hear the word of Yahweh, I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And Yahweh said, Who will entice Ahab, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before Yahweh, and said, I will entice him. And Yahweh said to him, How? And he said, I will go forth, and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, You will entice him, and will prevail also, go forth, and do so. Now therefore, look, Yahweh has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and Yahweh has spoken evil concerning you. Then Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah came near, and struck Micaiah on the cheek, and said, Which way did the spirit of Yahweh go from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, Look, you will see on that day, when you will go into an inner chamber to hide yourself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah, and carry him back to Amon the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son. And say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, If you return at all in peace, Yahweh has not spoken by me. And he said, Hear, you peoples, all of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, and go into the battle, but you put on your robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself, and went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the 32 captains of his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, but only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, Surely it is the king of Israel, and they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw that it wasn't the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew his bow at a venture, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor, therefore he said to the driver of his chariot, Turn your hand, and carry me out of the host, for I am critically wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was propped up in his chariot against the Syrians, and died at evening, and the blood ran out of the wound into the bottom of the chariot. And there went a cry throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, Every man to his city, and every man to his country. So the king died, and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And they washed the chariot by the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood. Now the prostitutes washed themselves there, according to the word of Yahweh which he spoke. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he built, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in all the way of Asa his father, he didn't turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. Nevertheless the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and his might that he showed, and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And the remnant of the homosexuals, who remained in the days of his father Asa, he put away out of the land. And there was no king in Edom, a deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. Then Ahaziah the son of Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, Let my slaves go with your slaves in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. Ahaziah the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and he reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, in which he made Israel to sin. And he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked Yahweh to anger, the God of Israel, according to all that his father had done.